time once again for the Jade City Pharaoh. Superhero Harold Jones faces the difficult challenge of stopping violence committed in the name of righteousness. Today's episode, Home.
Martin Luther King once said, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice." I would add, "Only if there's someone there to bend it." Hood villains and death dealers, change is coming to Jade City, wearing a green cape. And Harold M.F. Jones, the Jade City Pharaoh, is bringing it.
Hostage situations are the worst. They usually require me to crash through some back window like Shaft, and when you wear a cape, that can be touch and go. Last time my cape got caught in a shard of glass, I hit the floor like a hockey puck and skidded into the bad guys, knocking them down but definitely getting no style points in the process. I hope this time has the same end result. No lost lives. But I do hope I don't literally bust my ass making it so. What's the deal?
The guy's name is Benjamin McIntosh, retired factory worker. He kidnapped Tristan Scott, a loan officer from Jade City International, this morning.
Any idea why?
The bank is going to foreclose on his home, and he blames Scott.
This is McIntosh's house?
You got it, Sherlock.
What does he want in exchange for the banker?
He wants to talk to you. He gave us a 5 o'clock deadline, so we have 10 minutes to make this happen. Took you long enough to get here.
I was on the other side of the city. I'm fast, but I'm not the Enterprise, Marty. I don't have a warp speed button on my ass.
Just be careful, all right?
Okay, Mr. McIntosh, we have Harold Jones here. You see, he's walking up your driveway. We've kept up our end. Now you keep up yours and release Mr. Scott.
After we talk, not before.
Red One, do you have a shot?
Not at this time. Over.
Roger that.
It's open.
You gotta get me out of here. This motherfucker is crazy.
Shut your hole. You don't speak unless I tell you to.
Mr. McIntosh, put the gun down.
You think it's wise to yell at a man in his own house when he has a gun in his hand? I know you're not bulletproof, Mr. Jones, and I'm fairly accurate with this pistol. So sit your ass down on that couch for a minute. Now, tell him.
Come on, don't point that gun at me. I got a family.
You didn't give a damn about my family when you swindled me into that loan. Now shut up about your family and tell him.
Tell him what?
Tell him what you did. Tell him about the bounties. You better start...
Okay. Bounties. Bounties were what we called the bonuses we got when we got someone to take out a subprime loan.
Then what would you do? What would you do if the person had good credit and qualified for better loans?
We'd tell the underwriting department that the person didn't want to provide income documentation, or we'd simply change the credit score.
And that's what you did to me, didn't you? Didn't you?
Yeah. That's what I did.
And what did you call these loans? Don't get quiet now. What did you call them?
We called them ghetto loans.
This house was bought and paid for. My wife and I lived here 35 years, and if she was alive to see that I let this slime bucket swindle me out of it. I just wanted the loan to help my granddaughter. Her husband had been laid off. They're barely making it. Everybody needs a little help sometimes. Ain't that the slogan for your bank, Mr. Scott? Ain't that what y'all put out? So I went to your bank, the bank I've dealt with since I first came to this country from Barbados. You...
Don't do it, Mr. McIntosh.
I'm not going to shoot him. God knows I want to, but I ain't. You hear that, Mr. Scott? I'm letting you go. Stand up. I ain't no murderer, but you are, you bastard. You're a murderer of hope, and that's the worst kind. I don't want my granddaughter to see me being dragged out of here, so all I ask, Mr. Jones, is that you let me walk down my driveway like a man, and that you make sure my side of the story gets told. People believe what you say. Your word is one of the few that still means something in this city. Now, understand what I did here today. I was compelled to do. A working man ain't got the money to stand up to you in the courts, Mr. Scott. But I can stand up to you in these streets. You remember that.
Okay, Mr. McIntosh, you made your point. I'll tell your story. Give me the gun. Give me the gun.
Here.
Let's go, Scott. You walk out first.
You're gonna rot in jail, you crazy lunatic.
I'd keep my mouth shut if I was you.
We're coming out. I have the gun. Please stay back until we get to the end of the driveway.
How are you going to help your granddaughter now, Mr. McIntosh?
Just make sure my side gets told.
No one will believe it. You had a gun to my head, and in a couple of months, someone else will be living in this house.
No, they won't. What time is it, Mr. Jones?
5:00.
This would be a good time to get on the ground. They didn't think this old West Indian Negro would take it there. They know now. They know now. The Jade City Pharaoh was written and created by Howard L. Kraft, produced by Lindsay Foster Thomas, with executive producer Frank Stashow. Robin Copley ran the boards. Today's episode, Home, featured Dana Marks, Chris Berner, Thaddeus Edwards, and Mike Wiley as the super spectacular Harold M. F. Jones. Soon, I will start what will be a very long prison sentence. But I wonder, will any brokers and bankers go to jail for what they've done? Sometimes, the government must do what the superhero cannot.
And that is the state of things for today. Thank you for listening. If you've got a comment about the show or want to hear an archived edition of a past program, our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things produced by Alex Granados. Megan Modafferi is our intern. Robin Copley, technical director, Al Wodarski, sitting on the board right now. Managing editor Lindsay Foster Thomas and Susan Davis is our senior producer. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stashow.